Hi, welcome to This Week on Channel 9.
Hi, Nikola. Tesla.
God. Anyway, no. This is Nisha. This is the first time Nisha and I are doing the show together, so this might be kind of weird. Also, she took my spot, so I have to sit on this side of the
podium. Yeah, he's the sensitive Sheldon Cooper. I see a lot of TV.
You watch a lot of TV. Can we just go with the show now?
Okay, let's go on.
Anyway, so Microsoft at 40. So this week, Microsoft turned 40.
Okay.
Which is very, very old.
They're going through midlife crisis at this point.
It is midlife crisis right now for Microsoft. I think they're buying a new Corvette now, and they're going to start. You're going to see Microsoft driving this Corvette.
Corvette. Yeah. That's what happens at 40. Yeah.
Or maybe a bike. You don't know. So this is great. We had actually Bill Gates emailed all the employees.
Yep.
So it was kind of weird to get an email from Bill Gates, even though it's to all the employees. But you still get excited when you get that. But just talking about all the cool stuff we've done over the years. And it's interesting to see how we got started and where we are now.
Yep.
And I was thinking, none of the stuff that we worked 40 years ago on, we're not working on any of that stuff now. It's completely new, completely different. But it's still kind of the same mission, you know, for
desktop on
personal computer.
Commercial computer on every desktop.
Cloud first and mobile first. It's still, we have this push.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
And the next announcement, actually Microsoft turning 40 was not really an announcement, it was just a fact.
Well, this is a fact too.
Okay, so the Visual Studio team announced a simpler SKU of products. So now the premium and ultimate versions of SKUs of Visual Studio are going to be combined into Visual Studio Enterprise Edition. So there is a simpler SKU, there is cheaper in terms of pricing, and also like more features will be available in the 2015 versions. So if people want to try the CTP version, like the beta preview, consumer technical preview versions, they can go and do that right now. And also somewhere down in the blog post, they have a link where you can actually see exactly which versions will be coming with which SKU, so you can make the decision whether you want to continue with the existing product versions or you want to go and do something different.
Cool, and I see we have less versions now. The Premium and the Ultimate are combining into the Enterprise Edition, and then the Community version is still going to remain free.
Yes.
And everyone's going to be able to just download it
with
and
more
still
features.
Use a lot more features, and you'll still be able to write applications for Windows, applications for the web, and everything.
Yep.
We made an announcement this week. Steven Guggenheimer made an announcement that we're going to have a build tour after the build conference, which is coming up in 2 weeks or a little bit over 2 weeks now. So after build is over, my team is actually going to go to many different cities around the world. We're going to take all the announcements and we're going to go in deep for a full day of sessions and demos with many different people around the world. So we can go into Europe, go into Asia, go into Africa. Check out the website. At, the link is going to be down below the video.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be presenting some of these sessions in some of the cities. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of busy, busy time. And a lot of it's going to be worth it.
And the registrations are free.
Registration's absolutely free. Yeah. Anybody can register for this. We've actually, I believe we have a lot of cities that have a lot of registrations right now, so we should hurry up really quick to get your spot because you might not get it.
And see which one is the closest city or which city you actually are in, and you can go to that city. So great opportunity to meet the team that builds the majority of the demos.
Absolutely.
During the build conference.
If you're going to have some cool speakers at this, like Kevin Gallo is going to be coming to some of these events. They're going to be speaking at the keynote. So you're going to get a chance to meet some of the engineers, some of the executives actually working
on the
platform.
Yes. Yep. The Azure Resource Explorer team has announced this website, which is in beta preview right now. And this, if you go to this particular website, you just put your email ID that's associated with your Azure subscription, and then you can see the various resources, Azure resources that are under your subscription. So you can go and see the websites, the web APIs that are deployed, and you can see the documentation behind them. You can do your get and post request. You can edit them. You can see the JSON output and error handling and all those cool stuff.
You can play around with it on the browser.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. So cool stuff. If you want to see it in a web web way, you want to see explore your Azure resources. It's a cool way to do that.
And it's cool that now you have to, if you wanted to find something, you have to go to a portal and you have to find out what resources you have. Now you can just search for it, right? You can just say, I want to find this. Yes. And can I do this? And how do I do this? Yeah. And how do you find it? So I think that's awesome. I've done that before.
And it also tells you which region it's deployed to and, you know, what are configurations like it's deployed with and so on and so forth. So cool stuff.
Awesome. Next thing I just want to bring up really quickly. We've had the C# and .NET little wonders. For a while now, but James Michael here has had created a little location. We can actually get the full collection of the little wonders and little pitfalls of C#, of .NET, some new things of C#6. This is awesome little blog post, you might call them, where it just talks about some of the cool things you can do with C# and .NET, and if you're struggling with how do you use a specific feature, they have a little. Probably they have a blog post about it, and this shows you some example. There's some code in here, and you can. It's easy to just, in a glance, just see what you might want to know.
Cool.
Yeah.
And related to that, if you want to learn, understand Lambda expression and its usage in the C# language, and also how Link is using Lambda expressions, and you want to understand a deep dive into the Link query language, I would suggest this particular blog by Jeremy Bites, who's done a series of videos and also like a series of PDF articles and blog posts and gone in depth on explaining Lambdas and Link in C#. It was, I tried it like 7 years back and I really liked it.
So you tried it 7 years ago and you haven't used it since? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, but you use Lambda in every day, right? In your event handling and other things like that.
It's just super quick to get your events handled. It's awesome. You don't have to like create, it's anonymous functions.
Yes.
Next feature here is, we'll talk about Mono. So if you've been living under a rock for the past 6 months, like I know Nisha has, .NET has been open source in a lot of ways.
I know about that.
You know about that, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
You're keeping track.
Yes.
And then Mono actually had Jonathan Allen from had a blog post that talks about how Mono is adopting .NET source code in the ways, in some of the ways that they're missing some incompatibilities that they have with .NET equivalents, so they're replacing those with .NET equivalents, and they're adding a bunch of features from the .NET source code they have already into Mono. So you can see how .NET is already improving even the open source community with the open source projects.
Yeah, this is a great example.
Yeah.
And if you are interested in attending another conference, the MVP conference will be, the MVP virtual conference will be available as a virtual conference, so online.
Free online. If you have a browser, you can get it.
So in the video link, in the show notes, you can go to the link and go and register if you want to. The conference is on May 14th and 15th, and a two-day conference. Driven mostly by the MVP community members. So, and they also have like 4 or 5 tracks, ID Pro, Consumer, Developer, and there's a Spanish and Portuguese track.
So for those people that speak Spanish, Portuguese in South America and Europe, hey.
Yes, and awesome. They also have a different agenda, obviously, for each of these. So if you want to hear what are the great things that the MVP community is doing, this is a great conference to see and learn how they're using Microsoft technologies.
And this is right after the Build conference, too, so we're going to have a kind of new stuff in there as well.
That's great. We have conference after conference coming.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We get a lot of information in the next month or so.
Yes.
So that's time of the show. We have picks of the week. So my pick of the week is my pick of the week is Bridge.net. So Bridge.net is this awesome open source library. You can fork it on GitHub. Actually, it allows you to write your applications, your JavaScript applications in C#. So it compiles C# into JavaScript, which is amazing. And they've done an amazing job so far of doing it with HTML. JavaScript objects. They also do it with jQuery. So you can, if you write code, you can use jQuery in your C#. And you can also use it with Bootstrap as well. And they're planning on adding support for AngularJS from other projects as well. So this is a great way. You can get this a NuGet package in Visual Studio and write your web applications in C# and not have to worry about the JavaScript if you don't like JavaScript. And you can always use just C#. So I think this is an amazing thing that Bridge.net is doing right now.
Awesome. And my pick of the week is Intel CEO controlling spider robots with his hand gestures, and he's wearing a band on his hand.
It's not a Microsoft band, it's one of like something they have, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's Intel, so they have the chip, Intel chip somewhere. Mm-hmm.
And so and he's the using his hand and the spiders are controlling and then they're going to go and conquer the world.
Yes, exactly. If you see the video, it's very shocking. Like he raises his hand and he's like, you know, trying to do
attack!
A fist. And they're doing a fist too. So the spiders can like actually come and attack. And then he's like, go to sleep and they just like...
Cool.
So it's like the Big Hero 6 movie where the small kid is controlling with his band on his head and all those micro...
Controlling those micro, yeah. We'll get there one day. You know that, right?
Scary. I think you're already
scary
there.
Feature.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you guys did something like that during the Build conference where, you know, you were wearing a sock and it's checking your body motions and telling you...
Yeah. So we're using the Sensoria socks to do that, yeah.
Yeah, so this is just a different way of doing it. A scary way of showing people
especially
domination,
with spiders, which people are scared of usually.
Yeah, exactly. World domination stuff. So awesome.
Amazing. Well, this is a great show. Thanks, guys, for joining, and then we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.